In this edition of my podcast, we're going to explore what you should do when you have a choice as to whether you sit the exam in an exam centre or whether you sit the exam at home on your own computer and are remotely invigilated. The next voice you're going to hear is that of my colleague, the AAA expert, Ben Wilson.
ACCA are increasingly offering remote invigilation as an option for sitting your exams as an alternative to a traditional exam centre. We're going to be chatting about some of the things you want to consider when you're making that decision about traditional versus at home.
So I asked my students, what would they prefer? And I was surprised that 64% of them said they wanted to sit their exam in an exam centre, and only a third were thinking of doing it remotely.
Yeah, which I thought was weird, because I asked on LinkedIn of my students if they had good or bad experiences of remote invigilation, those who have experienced it. And the majority, 53%, have had a good experience of it, but 64% want to sit in a traditional exam centre, even though they've had good experience of sitting it remotely.
It's not black and white, is it? You know, if you've had a good experience sitting it remotely and the IT's work for you, you've had the benefits of not travelling. Jeffrey is a big fan of the remote because he's miles away from an exam centre.
Mm. And so that time saving he'll make is wonderful for him. But the IT failure thing, that is a worry. And that for me would be a big deal. We had quite a lot of students commenting that they'd had IT problems at home. So Rohan talked about it, Kakia talked about it as well. That when you've got an IT problem at home, it's on you to fix it rather than waving your hand and getting someone to come over and sort it out.
Yeah, and Jess talked about the stress, the preparation required of making sure that your IT is correct, and not doing it on a work laptop is one piece of advice that I would pass on.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you've got a work laptop with firewalls and other controls, it can mess about with ACCA's software. And so absolutely, if you're doing it at home, you've got to have your own laptop that has relatively open settings.
But Ben, just because you're going to an exam centre doesn't 100% mean to say that IT can't go wrong.
Yeah, and we've had several people sharing experiences of where they had problems at a particular exam centre. So in December of 2021, there were problems in Cardiff in the UK and Liverpool in the UK. And so all of those students were delayed in sitting their exam by several hours, which just adds to your exam stress. But I'd still come back to that thought that someone else is solving this problem. Mm-hmm. It's someone else's issue, not me at home having to sort out my own IT issue.
And I don't think it's a clear-cut decision. I'm not going to recommend 100% of you do it at an exam centre or 100% of you do it remotely. I think ultimately you have to own that decision. What sort of factors do you think an individual should take into account, Ben?
Well, it's what's your home setup like? So we had people on both sides saying they prefer the atmosphere at home versus they prefer the atmosphere in an exam centre. You know, if it's quiet, you haven't got a barky dog or a crying child, that's your home life, and you've got a good space in which to work where you feel relaxed, you can take advantage of home advantage. It's like playing cricket at home. You're in control.
Jasper, mate, yeah, that's exactly that point.
Great comment, we loved that one. But, you know, your home life might not be like that.
Well, I had one comment was that they had a poorly child and they were able to do the exam at home and use that little time out to look after the child. Had they had to go to an exam centre, they wouldn't have been able to do the exam that day. Life is not simple. Life's not complex. Ben, what would you do?
Well, I actually, because I feed off the atmosphere of other people. Right? I'm a people person. And actually, I find the kind of energy in the room in an exam centre, I find it motivating. And I know there were some people who had the same. I think it was Heta had the same experience as me, or Hera. Had that experience that actually they perform better when there's a bit of stress. So I like being around other people. I would go to a traditional exam centre. What about you?
I think I'm almost the opposite. There's enough stress and adrenaline going through my veins. I think I would like that home environment. The one thing though that I would really, really, really want to investigate was the IT setup and do all the tests and make sure that I was all over that.
Cool. Thanks everybody for listening. I hope you found this a useful discussion and it's helping to inform your choice about where you sit your exam.
And let's face it, choice is good. Yeah, fundamentally choice is good, but it puts a responsibility on you to be informed before you make that choice.